Both national and local data suggest virtual learning sets students back academically. In August, D.C. public schools introduced a series of new tests that students must take throughout the school year. School system officials say the tests can help figure out which students might need extra help. But teachers say the tests are not helpful and are creating more chaos in an already stressful school year. WAMU's education reporter Debbie Truong sat down with my colleague Rachel Curzius to talk about the new testing requirements.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
When were these tests introduced and what do they look like?
So DC Public Schools introduced these tests to teachers about a week before children were expected to return to classes in August at the start of the school year. They're known as RCTs, which is short for required curricular tests. The frequency of the tests depend on the subject and grade level. And these are just the new tests. Students still have to take several standardized exams that were already required in previous school years.
And how do teachers feel about administering these tests?
So I talked to several teachers who were very frustrated by these new tests. They say it takes time from instruction, which is especially important, of course, because everyone's recovering from a pandemic. And some classes that are behind may not have covered the things that are on the test at the time that they need to take them. I talked to Sammy Magnuson. She's a fifth grade teacher at Eaton Elementary School in Cleveland Park. Her students had to take a test earlier this year where they were asked to multiply two-digit numbers by decimals, but they hadn't covered that concept yet in class. Here's what she had to say.
The kids still weren't ready for it yet. At the end of the day, it's just a drain to just have this additional burden that is actually slowing us down, ironically enough, in a year that we're supposed to be accelerating.
And Magnuson told me the class average on that test was 39%.
Wow. So have you heard it all from DC Public Schools? And how are they responding to the concerns you're mentioning?
I requested an interview with DC Public Schools Chancellor Lewis Farabee, and the school system did not make him available. I also sent a list of detailed questions about the cost to create the tests and how the tests came together, which the school system did not respond directly to. They did issue a statement saying that they've heard some of the concerns that teachers have expressed and promise to engage with them on the feedback. The school system says that these tests can help educators understand where students are academically and can help the school system decide what schools might need extra support. They say the support is especially necessary because, you know, local and national data show that the pandemic has really hurt learning and students aren't where they should be academically or are behind.
So do some teachers find these tests useful?
The teachers I spoke with shared that assessments in general can be helpful. You know, teachers create different types of tests all of the time to try and understand where their students are and if they're grasping the information. Things like quizzes, projects, even having a student read aloud. These are all forms of tests. I spoke with Akil Bello with Fair Test, an organization that advocates against the misuse of tests. He says he understands why school systems want to make sure children are learning curriculum at a specific pace, but he says that that doesn't really account for, you know, the reality that some children might learn at different speeds or the fact that the pandemic might make learning really difficult for some students.
Part of the problem with assessments that are created outside of the classroom is that they are created often on the basis of the theoretical point at which the students should be performing. However, not acknowledging that this isn't the reality that we're probably living in right now makes those tests somewhat meaningless.
And then for the most part, the teachers I spoke with say they already know where their students are and which students are struggling. They don't need another test to tell them that.
Do you know how students themselves are responding to these additional tests?
A couple of teachers I spoke to said that they're really trying to minimize the stakes of the test. Sometimes a lot of young children in particular face a lot of testing anxiety. Teachers sort of want to present the test in a way that doesn't raise that anxiety. But it still can be very stressful. I spoke to one first grade teacher who had to administer an RCT where her students were asked to write an essay in the voice of a character from a reading assignment. They spent a couple of days drafting the essays on paper, going over structure in small groups. And then on the day of the test, they had to type the essays into the online learning platform. And, you know, these are first graders. Many hadn't learned how to type yet, so they were struggling to find the letters on the keyboard, and it was really stressful for them. The teacher said that she had a couple of students break down crying.
Oh my goodness. Well, Debbie Truong, WAMU education reporter, thank you so much for your work on this.
Thank you, Rachel.